Andrew Gulliford, thanks for joining us today. In many ways, the story of the 1918 Spanish influenza and its effect in the Four Corners begins with its effect on the mountain hamlet of Silverton.
Yes.
Could you please explain?
The Spanish flu, also known as the swine flu, is really different from COVID, what we're experiencing now, because it is most devastating in the winter, especially on the Ute Reservation, the Navajo Reservation. The fact that it really did its most damage during the winter is extremely important. The Silverton story, you would think that with cold weather that, you know, bugs and viruses would die off, but because it was so cold, people were indoors, they were in boarding houses, they were in buildings, and so the Spanish flu had a chance to really spread. It was so damaging, and so many people died, about 10% of the population in Silverton, that they had to use dynamite to open graves in the cemetery because the ground was frozen. A part of that story that really needs to be told is the role of the ladies of the night, the role of the women in bordellos who were used to accommodating miners and prospectors and so forth. Well, everybody was sick, so they became impromptu nurses, and they began to die just as their clients did, the miners did, and there was no one to care for them. And so there are ladies of the night buried in the Silverton Cemetery without gravestones. And for years, the San Juan County Historical Society in Silverton has solicited funds to help put gravestones where they know some of these women were buried. So part of that story is really the community response. And in Silverton, that community response included prostitutes who became nurses.
The 1918 flu was also particularly deadly on Native American lands. Why was that?
Particularly on the Navajo Reservation, the Spanish flu is known as the Great Sickness. And there are many stories coming off the reservation related to it. And understanding Navajo ceremonies, understanding Navajo chants and gatherings, those happen in the winter. And healing ceremonies occur in the winter. So the very thing that should not have happened in terms of large groups of people coming together is what did happen, because that is Navajo tradition. Because of Navajo belief in the deceased and the spirit of the deceased might remain and haunt the living, if someone did die in a hogan, that structure was abandoned at the very moment in the winter when cold, exposure, hunger increased. So there were other related deaths simply because people were without shelter. Boarding schools on the Ute Reservation at Toyac also may have become disease vectors where there was some influence of the Spanish flu at the boarding school. The school was closed. Children went home. Well, that then had an impact on the families.
Do we know what the mortality rate was on Native lands?
There's no real estimate of death losses on the Navajo Reservation. Some Indian traders estimated as much as a 20% fatality rate. Across the nation, by March of 1919, the historical statistics are 548,452 American deaths. And what happens after the Spanish flu is the Roaring Twenties, when people do feel safe. Then we have a whole different cultural response. Prohibition is still in effect, and people ignore it.
That's Fort Lewis College history professor Andrew Gulliford. Tomorrow, we'll hear part two of our conversation about how Durango and Cortez responded to the 1918 flu. And we'll hear about a more recent viral outbreak in the Four Corners caused by a small rodent. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.